You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 26 years ago this day, President George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act. For the more than 56 million Americans with disabilities, the law has helped to protect them from discrimination. So this is an especially good day to have you meet Cheryl Angelilli. Cheryl broke her neck in a swimming accident when she was 14, and she became a quadriplegic. She then went on to win 4 medals in swimming at the Paralympics, 7 world championships. She set many U.S. and world swimming records. In short, Cheryl is one of Michigan's most decorated athletes with a disability. And now a new challenge and victory. Last night, Cheryl Angelilli and her professional dance partner, Tamerlan Gadarov, won a medal in the ballroom dancing competition at the Fred Astaire World Championships in Las Vegas. Cheryl is with us now via Skype from Vegas. Welcome, Cheryl, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're very excited.
You and Tamerlan danced to Time of My Life from the film Dirty Dancing, which seems kind of appropriate because I believe I remember your quote is, "Nobody likes to put me or my wheelchair in the corner."
That's right. The audience usually goes nuts because it's so unexpected. In fact, when I was in the ballroom last night and we finished, guy came up to me. He said, "You know, I was sitting there thinking, is he going to do that lift in Dirty Dancing?" And he's like, "There's no way." And he goes, "The next thing I knew, you were up in the air." So it's definitely a crowd-pleasing moment. And actually, I just got a follow request on social media this morning from Jennifer Grey from the movie. So that was really kind of cool.
Very nice. Very nice. What brought you, Cheryl, to ballroom dancing after you decided it was time to retire from winning all those medals in competitive swimming?
You know, I competed in Paralympic swimming for 16 years, and as you can imagine, it consumed a great portion of my life, you know, training and competing to be able to stay at that level of competition. So when I made the difficult decision in 2013 to retire from competitive swimming, it left this huge void in my life. You know, I was looking for something that would give me the same excitement and adrenaline rush that swimming did. And wheelchair ballroom dancing is something I always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to do. You know, I danced when I was a little kid, and it's something that an activity that I always enjoy doing. And being a Paralympic athlete, when we were over in Europe, it's very popular over there. So I was exposed to wheelchair ballroom dancing when I would compete in Europe. It's just not popular here in the United States. And every time I would come back and I would inquire with a dance studio, you know, listen, you know, is this something that you would be open to? Is someone who could somebody teach me? You know, I was always met with a lot of apprehension, and just they really didn't know what to do for me or with me for that fact. And then about 2 years ago, on one of my social media fan pages, somebody had posted a post from Fred Astaire, Bloomfield Hills, that they had hired this teacher from Europe, and he had experience in wheelchair ballroom dancing, and they were kind of just putting it out there. Would anyone be interested in coming in to learn? And of course, I called them right away, and you know, I talked to the owner, and I said, "Look, I miss dancing more than I miss walking. I would love the opportunity to come in and try this." And it was just an amazing experience. I remember the third lesson that I went in and had with them, because the first two lessons, we were just kind of learning steps and, you know, different things. But the third lesson that I came into the studio, I learned a routine. And from that minute, I fell in love with ballroom dancing, because now I wasn't just learning steps. I was really dancing. So so it's just been a real thrill.
And because you are with the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan, we'll roll the clock forward a little bit. You were able to secure a grant and set up Dance Mobility, the only wheelchair ballroom dancing program in Michigan for children and adults with physical disabilities. So these Dance Mobility classes, what happens and who comes?
Well, that's the great thing is I just knew how much joy and fun I was having with it. And I knew that there were other people that I wanted to share this opportunity with. And wheelchair ballroom dancing is a very expensive sport. So I did apply for a grant from the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan Foundation. And we started a monthly program, and it's been amazing the amount of people that come to the program. When I first started the program, I thought we would have all women coming to our class. And it's been really great to see how many men come to our class to learn to dance. And I think it's a lot of it that their wives and their girlfriends are dragging them. But once they're there, they're having a fantastic time. So it's a group lesson, and everybody comes for a different reason. Some people come to learn a new activity or do something with their spouse or their loved one. Other people come just to meet other people with disabilities, or somebody is looking for the exercise and health benefits of dancing. So everybody's reason for coming is different, but once they're there, they're all having a great time.
And these are free of charge.
free of charge. And recently we started a program for amputees a couple of months ago for amputees who use a prosthetic. And that program is starting to grow. So, you know, it's really a partnership between the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan Foundation and Fred Astaire Bloomfield Hills, who's really been very open to exposing people to this type of dance that they might not otherwise have been, you know, been able to experience.
What do you love the very most when you're in the middle of doing ballroom dancing with your partner, Tamerlan?
It's just the feeling of being on the dance floor. I mean, I literally feel like I am floating across that floor. It's just an indescribable feeling. Now, you know, if you ask me, is it the same as when I was dancing on my feet? No, but the joy that I feel in my heart when I'm dancing is absolutely the same.
From the moment of that accident when you were 14, to looking back at the journey you've traveled, would you have seen what you've been able to accomplish with your with the swimming medals and the records you've set? Are you surprised that you've been able to do this, or is this just who Cheryl is?
You know, being injured at such a young age, it was really a difficult adjustment. You know, I went from an able-bodied, active teenager to doing all of the things that my friends were doing and coming of an age as a young woman to being a quadriplegic. So it was quite an adjustment. And for like, you know, the first 3 or 4 years, I mean, I really struggled. So if I could go back and tell my younger, newly injured self anything, it would be that, you know what, you're going to be okay. Life's going to be okay. And, you know, I've just had the fortunate of having great friends and an incredible family who never let me give up and always pushed me to see that there were no limitations. So a lot of that is I'm just blessed to have had a great support system and the determination too that I wasn't going to let this stop me. So I think a lot of that all plays into it.
And now, through Dance Mobility, these group sessions, you're opening this up to others. And we ought to note the next Dance Mobility group session is August the 27th at the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Bloomfield Hills. It's a free session, but they'd like you to call ahead and pre-register. So we've put all the details on our website at michiganradio.org. They're on the stateside page. And also, we've got a video of Cheryl and Tamerlan dancing because it is something to behold, just beautifully done. And congratulations to you and Tamerlan on winning that medal last night in Las Vegas at the Fred Astaire World Championships. That's great. And I bet you'd love to see more and more people to compete against.
We do. You know, we're here and we're like the only wheelchair couple. We're competing against able-bodied people when we compete at the Fred Astaire World Championships. So we're hoping to grow dance mobility at other Fred Astaire studios so that when I come to these competitions, you know, I'm not the only one in the wheelchair. We're fortunate in October, we're going to go to a competition in Canada. Canada just opened their first wheelchair ballroom dancing competition, national competition. So we'll be going there and it'll be great to compete against other people in wheelchairs and to network and get to meet some other people and hopefully start a movement here in North America to get more people with disabilities dancing.
Cheryl Angelilli with us via Skype, going from the swimming pool to the ballroom dance floor. So from swim goggles to beautiful makeup and beautiful costumes. Cheryl, congrats and thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Cindy. Bye-bye.